Friday, May 20th, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. And today we celebrate the feast of St. Bernardine of Siena, priest. St. Bernardine was born at Massa Maritima in Tuscany in the year 1380. He entered the Friars Minor, and after being ordained to the priesthood, traveled throughout Italy preaching with great success. He increased devotion to the Holy Name of Jesus and fostered learning and discipline in his order. He also wrote theological treatises. St. Bernardine died in Aquila in 1444. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon, "The Lord is risen, Alleluia." Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In repeating the invitatory antiphon, the Lord is risen. Alleluia. And now the morning prayer hymn. Lord, whose love and humble service bore the weight of human need, who did on the cross forsaken show us mercy's perfect deed. We, your servants, bring the worship, not a voice alone but heart, consecrating to your purpose every gift which you impart. As we worship, grant us vision, till your love's revealing light, till the height and depth and greatness dawns upon our human sight. Making known the needs and burdens your compassion bids us bear, stirring us to faithful service your abundant life to share. Called from worship into service, forth in your great name we go, to the child, the youth, the aged, love and living deeds to show. Hope and health, goodwill and comfort, counsel, aid and peace we give, that your children, Lord, in freedom, may your mercy know and live. And now the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. Remember me, Lord God, when you come into your kingdom. Alleluia. Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O, wash me more and more from my guilt and cleanse me from my sin. My offenses, truly I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight, I have done. That you may be justified when you give sentence and be without reproach when you judge. O, see, in guilt I was born, a sinner was I conceived. Indeed, you love truth in the heart, that in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O, purify me, then I shall be clean. O, wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart crave for me, O God, put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me again the joy of your help, with a spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways and sinners may return to you. O, rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For in sacrifice you take no delight, burnt offering for me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humble, contrite heart, you will not spurn. In your goodness show favor to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocaust offered on your altar. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Father, he who knew no sin, was made sin for us, to save us and restore us to your friendship. Look upon our contrite heart, and afflicted spirits, and heal our troubled conscience, so that in the joy and strength of the Holy Spirit we may proclaim your praise and glory before all the nations. And repeating the first antiphon, remember me, Lord God, when you come into your kingdom. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, Truly, you are a hidden God, the God of Israel, the Savior. Alleluia. Isaiah chapter 45, verses 15 through 25. Truly with you, God is hidden, the God of Israel, the Savior. Those are put to shame and disgrace who vent their anger against him. Those go in disgrace who carve images. Israel, you are saved by the Lord, saved forever. You shall never be put to shame or disgrace in future ages. For thus says the Lord, the creator of the heavens, who is God, the designer and maker of the earth, who established it, not creating it to be a waste, but designing it to be lived in. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I have not spoken from hiding, nor from some dark place of the earth. And I have not said to the descendants of Jacob, look for me in an empty waste. I, the Lord, promise justice. I foretell what is right. Come and assemble, gather together, you fugitives from among the Gentiles. They are without knowledge who bear wooden idols and pray to gods that cannot save. Come here and declare in counsel together. Who announced this from the beginning and foretold it from of old? Was it not I, the Lord, beside whom there is no other God? There is no just and saving God but me. Turn to me and be safe, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, there is no other. By myself I swear, uttering my just decree and my unalterable word. To me every knee shall bend, by me every tongue shall swear, saying, only in the Lord are just deeds and power. Before him in shame shall come all who vent their anger against him. In the Lord shall be the vindication and the glory of all the descendants of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the second antiphon, truly you are a hidden God, the God of Israel, the Savior. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, serve the Lord with gladness. Alleluia. Psalm 100. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. With joy and gladness we cry out to you, Lord, and ask you, open our hearts to sing your praises and announce your goodness and truth. And repeating the third antiphon, serve the Lord with gladness. Alleluia. And our reading for this Friday morning comes from the Acts of the Apostles. Acts chapter 5, verses 30 through 32. The God of our fathers has raised up Jesus, whom you put to death, hanging him on a tree. He whom God has exalted at his right hand as ruler and Savior is to bring repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. We testify to this. So too does the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those that obey him. And a responsory, the Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. He hung upon the cross for us. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. And now the canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon. My commandment is this, love one another as I have loved you. Alleluia. And the canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the canticle of Zechariah, my commandment is this, love one another as I have loved you. And our intercessions. Let us pray to God the Father, who gave us new life through the risen Christ, saying, give us the glory of your Son. Lord our God, your mighty works have revealed your eternal plan. You created the earth, and you are faithful in every generation. Hear us, Father of mercy. Give us the glory of your Son. Purify our hearts with your truth, and guide them in the way of holiness, so that we may do what is pleasing in your sight. Give us the glory of your Son. Let your face shine on us, that we may be freed from sin and filled with your plenty. Give us the glory of your Son. You gave the apostles the peace of Christ. Grant peace to your people and to the whole world. Give us the glory of your Son. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In our concluding prayer, let us pray. Father, you gave St. Bernardine a special love. For the holy name of Jesus, by the help of his prayers, may we always be alive with the spirit of your love. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.